you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
So the governor of West Virginia was doing his bit.
First of all, you got to listen to the unedited version when you can, but we can't play the unedited version, but you get the gist here.
He was doing his bit. He was having his coronavirus update for his state.
His briefing.
In West Virginia. And this is part of what he said.
And I encourage all businesses that are allowed to open to do so only if they follow the guidelines to keep West Virginia safe.
I saw the video yesterday online, and he says the F-bomb completely there.
No, he doesn't.
Well, he does.
According to him.
Oh, yeah.
Watch the video. What's his excuse?
This is what he said.
I assume this was live on TV.
It had to be live. I saw the video.
The unedited portion, it's pretty loud and clear.
Yeah, he totally says it.
No, he didn't, and here's why.
Today at our news briefing, there was an audio glitch. And it sounded like that I had said a bad word.
No, don't.
A word that I would never say, nor have I ever said.
Oh,
what? No possibility in any way, shape, form, or fashion.
Never said. First of all, he said it. Watch the video when you get a chance. That's the unedited version. You know?
And stop denying it. It's not that big a deal.
It's not that big a deal. In fact, it endeared me to the guy. You know, when I heard him say that.
Yeah. The apology
sucks. He's
never
said that.
Yeah.
Not only did he not say it there,
he's never
said it.
I apologize to the Jews.
Same dude.
He sounded like that guy.
Same dude, man.
And you would be a fool to think so.
Hang on a second. Play that guy's thing again.
Okay, here's him not saying it.
Today at our news briefing, there was an audio glitch. And it sounded like that I had said a bad word. A word that I would never say, nor have I ever said. No possibility in any way, shape, form, or fashion.
They come to me because they know what we offer and they trust my advice. Sir? Did I? All right. I apologize to the Jews. They're good small businessmen as well.
They're good small. I never played the rest of that clip.
I don't
remember that.
I hadn't heard that part.
All right, let's hear the first one.
There's such a thing called niche marketing. What you do, you find out what you do better than somebody else, and that's what you market. That's what you advertise. That's what you do as a small business, and then you get the reward of success. People come back to you. They like what you do. They like the service they get, and they don't ask me. They might try to Jew me down on a price. That's fine. You know what? That's free market as well. They come to me because they know what we offer, and they trust my advice. Sir? Did I?
All right. Did I?
I apologize to the Jews.
Listen. They're laughing.
They're good small businessmen as well.
And I encourage all businesses that are allowed to open to do so.
All right, folks,
only
let's get back to this.
Yeah.
If they follow the guidelines to keep West Virginia safe.
I just posted the unedited version.
Okay.
And he totally dropped an F-bomb.
He never has.
He totally dropped an F-bomb.
I watched this on the couch yesterday. I was howling, and Craig played the unedited version off the air, and of course he says it.
Plain as day.
Right. What a stupid excuse. Say I apologize to anybody who's offended by the F-bomb.
He's never said it.
Yeah, he never said it.
So to think that he did that one time?
Yeah.
It flowed
like
it flows.
You could
not be more wrong.
It flowed like everybody, all
like
of us
everyone does.
Like all of us say it.
A million times.
Yeah, I'd have had more respect if he would have owned it.
Right.
Yeah, that's the way I talk at home.
Follow the effing rules.
Yeah.
We're in an effing pandemic.
Don't curse at me and then think I'm stupid enough to believe that you didn't.
Well, we know people.
Come
like
on.
That.
Yeah, you can change reality just by saying it didn't happen.
Yeah, we have a guy doing that now. They have audio and visual evidence of a guy now lying all the time, and you play that to his supporters, they go, well, That didn't happen.
That's not true.
That's audio and visual.
That's not what he meant. Yeah. That's manipulated. That's out of context.
Well, and it's
a lot of excuses.
It's worse to say I didn't say it and then to double down and go, and I've never said it.
Either one is
bad.
Oh,
come on.
Right.
Yeah.
You crusty old white guy, of course you've said that.
West Virginia governor?
Yes.
Yeah. Hanging out by all the mines.
Right.
Oh, he's just following the example.
Of course he is. You can do that.
Yeah.
That's a good point. You can do that.
Just say, nuh-uh.
Yeah. Yeah, just completely deny it.
Even on tape.
It's 1984.
Right. It is.
The book, not
by the
album.
And then, by the way, all that does, all that he's basically telling, Bush mentioned a point, and we're dealing with that right now with somebody else, could tell his supporters they're stupid. Because they are. If he thinks they're that stupid, he could tell them that. Like, this is, I've never said that. I didn't say that.
Yeah,
I mean, I think you're stupid. So you'll believe that.
Yeah. Well, he loves the poorly educated.
Right. Yeah, of course you
finish your bleach.
Right. Well, and that guy, too. He's following his example.
Right. Yeah. On a more fun note, Chicago
that was
Bears.
That's pretty fun.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, bomb was
Chicago Bears linebacker Roquan Smith posted a photo of a porn star, Bella Danger, on his party boat over the weekend.
Bella Danger, man. What'd she look like?
Oh, she's horrible. She's a pig.
Yeah, I don't know what she looks like.
I was forced to look her up last night.
I've heard the name.
Well, that's your job, Craig.
She's one of the top trending porn stars, but I've not looked at her work.
Yeah.
She's a hot blonde white girl.
She's not always blonde, I don't think.
Is just those two on a boat?
Let's see. With a group of people on the boat.
Picture I saw, there were some other women on the boat, too. This is out of where? San Diego?
Florida.
What's his name? Derquan?
Roquan Smith.
Roquan.
Nobody names your kid Roquan anymore.
Or Abella. Or Miss Danger.
Well, that's probably a fake
That's
name.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, it's fake.
You think?
The photo was taken down from his Instagram story, but it was captured and later shared on the Twitter.
Oh, it's because of the social distancing?
Yeah, and all the beaches are supposed to be closed.
But they were on a boat.
Yeah, well, you got to get to the boat somehow.
Well, the marinas are closed, are they?
No, you can go on the boat.
But people were upset with this because he had the porn star out on the boat with other people. Social distancing.
Well,
not everyone can be 6 feet away on a boat.
It'd be tough to social distance from a porn star.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't. I think I'd throw caution to the wind on that one.
Especially if you had a small boat.
And we do, but Derquan might not have a small boat.
He has a bigger boat.
Whatever.
Speaking of that, somebody posted this on Facebook. It's a Wichita Classifieds ad. And a lady is saying, okay, guys, I need your help. Anyone out there have a Viking ship or small wood boat? Needed by Friday. I want to set it on fire. Looking for a friend for a funeral. This is my funeral.
This is your funeral.
Wow.
Yeah.
She wants to light a boat on fire with, I assume, a body in it.
But once again, it's
hopefully a dead body.
On some body of water.
It's also illegal, though, right?
Okay.
We talked about this.
That's the question. Can they have Viking funerals in Kansas?
Well, we're doing that for you someday.
If you have one of those boats, I imagine that's fairly expensive, and you don't want someone to burn it.
Put it on a raft. Light that up. That's what we're going to do with
Todd. Tie some pallets together.
Let's Todd lay some money out.
A couple logs.
Yeah.
Some rope.
Yeah, a little Huck Finn raft.
What do you do afterwards, though?
Let it burn to the ground.
Is there just a charred body that falls into the lake?
Yeah. That's it. Fish food.
That's what we're planning on doing with you. We ain't digging it back out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for you, what could be better than being fish food?
Right, Todd.
Yeah, that sounds pretty attractive right about now.
Yeah, you're right, with the global pandemic and all. Yeah.
Did you ask for flaming arrows?
That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, that's a little touch.
You got to shoot flaming arrows.
Apparently, this lady's just going to light the boat on fire.
Yeah, Willie Nelson had the song, Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I'm Gone.
That's right.
You could be, fish me up and eat me when I'm gone.
But again,
hi, I'm Todd.
We're not going to do the old where you see the arrows fly gracefully through the air and hit. Now it's point blank because we're going to suck with the arrows. Yeah.
Just aim for the hair.
Yep.
We'll miss 18,000 times. Have to reel him back in and then just set it on fire and push it back out.
Plus, we'll be hitting other boats in the meantime.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, we'll probably sink three or four other ones in the meantime.
But now would be a good time to get yourself a bow and arrow and an archery set. That's something you could do in the backyard.
Yeah. Except, you better put it up against a building because you're going to miss.
Yeah, your neighbors might not appreciate
that. Yeah, it's going to fly over top.
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking my situation where I got a lot of backyard.
Right. Yeah. Somebody's taking a walk in that yard.
Right, if I sail an arrow over the top of the target, it's not going to hurt anybody.
Yeah,
the
4-foot chain link fence in my backyard ain't going to stop nothing.
Yeah, I forgot a lot of people have neighbors.
Yeah.
Yours will go through the wall and hit the fridge.
Right. Yeah.
Again?
Shot by arrows, too.
What did I do to you?
Todd's scared fridge had a hit yesterday in the Deadpool. Just, he fires. That would be hilarious. You got a bow and arrow in your garage, and it just fires off and hits the fridge. Yeah. And he's going, Jesus Christ, dude.
All you hear is, really? The bullet.
Yeah.
Really?
Stinkweed Pete writes in. He's the guy that somehow took up the mantle of being the show historian.
Nobody else wanted
that. Because nobody else wanted that job.
Right. Yeah.
Not even people in this room.
Even Stinkweed Pete.
We try not to live in the past.
He barely wants it.
Right.
He's kind of the accidental historian.
Right.
We live in the past in a lot of things, but not the show, that's for sure.
Well, we're going to live in the... Yeah, we are.
Because the past doesn't pay the bills.
Yeah. Last week in Todd and Tyler Radio Empire history.
Okay, we can go there. Last week.
Yeah.
Nice.
Last week in Todd and Tyler history from 2013.
Oh, okay.
The Spider Bites Motorcycle Club was conceived.
Yes, oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. The first scheduled meeting has now been postponed indefinitely due to the COVID-19 concerns.
We've never gotten together.
Oh, so. He did update that.
Yeah. We're all going to buy those little
As
spiders.
To why we haven't met.
The first scheduled meeting.
All right. TJ writes us from Wichita. Good morning. Viking funerals are a thing here in Wichita. We did one for my best friend last winter on the Arkansas River.
So it's allowed?
This is the Arkansas River, so I assume it was
Arkansas.
You're right.
So you're floating.
I'm thinking the Arkansas River in Colorado.
Right.
So they're floating a dead guy in the river, and that's allowed?
He was a locally known punk rock musician, all-around great guy in the community. Anyway, long story short, artisan friend of ours crafted a wooden boat in the shape of a Viking funeral ship and put a large vessel with his ashes and personal effects in the boat, floated it out of the Arkansas River, and set it aflame.
Oh, is that?
He'd already been cremated.
Got it. Okay, that still counts.
Yeah.
But still, though, we're going to just, I want the body to burn on the
Well,
but that's probably against the.
It's not hot enough.
Well, it's also probably not legal.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I think we've talked about this before, and I think it's not legal.
You don't want to scar other people that aren't there for the funeral.
Yeah.
Some guy's face is
or
burning.
Or the people that are there for the funeral.
No, I don't think the Viking.
Todd's face on fire would be pretty brutal looking.
Viking funeral ship would not generate the heat that a.
Yeah, but that's technicality.
A cremation for
that's technicalities. I would just have your body burn.
Well, we'll put him in a Darth Vader costume so we can't actually see him.
Right.
Anyway, it was completely badass. Thanks for the show. Keeps me entertained in the morning.
Thank you, T95, our home in Wichita. Stay safe.
And I'm guessing human remains are not the worst thing that's in the river. I mean, pick any river around wherever you live, and it's probably got some nasty stuff in it.
Well, of course it does.
Yeah, not floating on top, though.
No. Nick's right there.
That would be different.
He makes a point.
Yeah, that's actually a good point, not just a point.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, the part of the ship that didn't burn has to end up somewhere.
Yeah.
Now you're fixated on this, Todd. I know you've always wanted to do this, so. Once again, you said your kids are going to be in charge, but, we're going to take over.
You're going to have to talk them into it.
No, I think you kind of hijacked the Viking ship idea. I don't think that was really my idea.
It was.
It just kind of bastardized into that.
We remember it being your idea.
It was Lake Powell. You said you want to be buried in Lake Powell. Your ashes. Okay. Part of your ashes in Lake Powell. We said we'd put you down there in a boat and shoot arrows at you, flaming. Okay. We upped it up, skosh.
Yes.
Just a little.
I just wanted the ashes scattered.
That'll happen eventually.
You turned it into the Viking ship.
Yes, we did.
Well, we want to make the ashes.
Yeah. Thank you, Craig.
And at that point, your opinion matters not.
It's an interactive funeral.
And it's got to be a weekend because we got to come back and do the show on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
I don't.
So you care less about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're going to schedule it for Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we couldn't take a day off if you died.
No.
We wouldn't do that.
No, the bosses wouldn't like that.
Right.
Time doesn't stop.
No.
You'd have to make a self-destructing boat.
Yeah, that's right.
Started on fire, then like just became anchors and just pulled down whatever would have been.
Good job. Way to think through this.
Yes, yeah. The problem with it
on about like a paper boat.
Yeah.
On the river, I'm thinking the problem is, you know, as that flows down, it's going to end up like up against a beaver dam or something or a strainer and just be sitting there.
It's caught on a tree.
Yeah.
Or we miss him and he just goes down the river. We can't catch him.
Oh, that's right.
That's why it's got to be a lake.
Catch that body.
We got to hop in the car, run down to the next bridge and try to shoot him from the bridge until it finally lights on fire.
Well, I believe miss the procedure again. Is you have the boat on shore. Then you set it on fire, and then you push it into the body of
water.
We're
going to shoot flaming arrows.
That seems a lot easier.
I think that's the sequence.
And yeah, we're also going to shoot arrows directly into your body from the disc.
Every time you see the Viking stuff, it's all, you know, the arrows gracefully flying through the air in this curved arc and then hitting right there, and it lights on fire.
Right.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Yeah, see, there's not going to be a body, though. You're just going to have a box of ashes.
Oh, no, we're going to make
we're leaving the body.
Yeah, we
might have to do some paper mache or something.
Yeah.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On or about today, on this date in Todd and Tyler Radio Empire history.
What year?
Maybe. I'm sorry, in
012. 012, okay.
Yeah. Todd's mom tells him to go F himself.
She did.
It was Mother's Day.
By the way, that's Sunday. Remember that, kids.
And it was Obama's fault.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Death panels.
Yeah.
So.
There's real death panels now. You just die for the economy. So that's the real death panel right now.
Yeah, the same people that were against him are all four of them now.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're just numbers.
Yesterday, CNN had an article about people in their Google searches and Cinco de Mayo.
Nude.
Actual questions people asked on the Google about Cinco de Mayo, the Mexican holiday that's a bigger deal in the United States than it is in Mexico.
Yeah, but Hispanics do celebrate it here. They have the big parade in town when they can, yeah.
It's a bigger deal in the United States than it is in Mexico.
I know it is, but I just saw this guy ranting on Facebook, and he was great. He's one of those kind of guys you think might be a redneck, and he's not. I can't remember his name. He's not. It's not Brent, the guy we know. It's another dude. And he was saying he was just ripping on people for being mad at Cinco de Mayo. I mean, let people celebrate what they want to celebrate. He goes, you're the first one at the Polish festival. It's a great rant. He's hammering, and he's a white guy. He's just hammering all these white people that just bitch and bitch. But they're the first ones at Italian fest and Polish festivals.
Yeah.
I mean, who cares? You just let people celebrate.
People just get mad when it's like, When the skin tone is brown.
Right. That's
it. Real man.
I can't remember his name, but he's on Facebook a lot. He's in his car and he looks at the camera.
I know he's talking like the liberal redneck.
Yeah, but he's really good. He's really good.
Like Crawford something, maybe?
I can't remember his name is. But he goes off and I watched the whole video because he was so dead on. What do you care? You know?
I talked to my son.
And he does that line right. I know people don't even celebrate. Shut the F. He just let people have fun.
My son lives in Puebla, Mexico, which is where the battle was on the Cinco de Mayo. And he was forcing, because they don't celebrate it down there, but he forced his family to, you know, accommodate the gringo
for a second. What I'm trying to say is,
we're going to celebrate like gringos today, and they did.
Mexicans in this country do celebrate it. South Omaha has a huge parade every year. Huge parade. Now, obviously not this year.
A social distancing parade would suck.
Yeah.
Regular parades suck.
Yeah.
It would take so much longer if everybody was 6 feet apart. Going
One guy
it.
In a band walk.
Yeah.
Bam takes 8 hours to walk past.
Yeah, it's just a line of those little cars.
What did people Google?
Some of the stupid things that people Googled about Cinco de Mayo include but are not limited to the following. For instance, when is Cinco de Mayo?
That's
one of the things that was Googled.
Yeah.
What is Cinco de Mayo in Spanish?
Oh, come on.
It was one of the questions on the Google. When is Cinco de Mayo celebrated in Mexico? Was another one of the questions.
It's a date, by the way.
When is Cinco de Mayo celebrated in the U.S.?
All right.
When is Cinco de Mayo in Portland, Oregon?
That's random.
Yeah. Just specifically.
One guy must have Googled that 1,000 times. Something like that.
They do it May 7. Yeah.
When was the Cinco de Mayo war? Wasn't really a war. Yeah. It was a
battle.
At least people.
It was a battle, a relatively minor battle as well.
At least people are trying to figure it out.
That's the first legit question right there. Like they're asking what year.
Yeah, sort of.
That makes sense.
Sort of.
Otherwise, people are dumb.
Is Cinco de Mayo the Day of the Dead?
Well, that's a legitimate question.
No, that's
it's not.
Dia de la Muerte, and that's the day after Halloween. That's November 1st.
Yeah, it's Halloween, I believe.
From October 31st to November 2nd, three-day holiday.
3 days.
Families gather to remember deceased friends and families.
I think they have parades down in Mexico.
Yeah.
On the Dia de la Muerte.
Muertos.
Muertos.
Where is Cinco de Mayo?
It's a state of mind, dude.
In your heart.
Yeah.
It's a state of
Cinco
mind.
Cinco de Mayo is in your heart.
Asking all the who, what, where, when, why?
Yeah.
Who is Cinco de Mayo?
Another question asked on Google was, is Cinco de Mayo racist?
No.
Thank you.
No.
I guess, you know, if you're not sure, you need to find out.
Yeah.
That's true.
Might depend on how you're dressing up.
Yeah, that's right. True, too. Yeah.
And then another question on the Google about Cinco de Mayo is Cinco de Mayo about mayonnaise? Is it Cinco de Mayo?
Oh, I saw that damn meme 8,000 times yesterday.
A jar of mayo in a sink?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not original. It's not funny in the first place.
It's not funny at
Stop
all.
Stop it.
Which may be why people had to ask the question, is Cinco de Mayo about mayonnaise?
It's too bad.
There was
a
meme out there that said it might be.
Really?
Well, according to what these guys
said. I missed that one. I'm glad I did.
Scanning for Mexicans. Ah, we've got a Mexican.
All right.